Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode of Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars, and again I'd like to say thank you to all the listeners who have been following us throughout this gaming journey of mine, and I'm so glad that I am able to give you the kind of content that you are looking for. And if not, at least you took some time to listen to this old school gamer get into the thick of things, trying to keep up with the younger ones, and then realizing I don't have to keep up in order to like the games that I like and play the games that I want to play. So today we are going to go back to the Switch because, well, it's Switch season once again. I mean, Switch sales season. And I'm so happy that the games are within the budget and Mars is able to afford all of them. Okay, so in a while, I'm going to give you this again. New to me, but not so new to the Switch community game. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey with me. One of the things I noticed about the way I invest in my games on the Switch lately is that I invest in games that might not appear on any popular gaming websites top 10 or on someone or in some popular game streamers stream, because the games that I normally invest in now are dependent on one of the following factors. Number one, price. Number two, initial blurb on the Nintendo Switch eShop and the occasional reviews that I spot around when I research even deeper. Three, the whimsical graphics, or the way the graphics is displayed to me. Soundtrack is another one, number four. And I don't know, the way I guess get drawn to it. You know, your gut feeling sometimes tells you, get that one, get that one. Sometimes your gut is right, sometimes your gut is wrong. I actually bought this game along with one other game. Both were on sale, or one of them was on sale. And out of the two, this is the game that I felt was a good buy. The other one, not so. Well, you don't always get to... You don't always have a good hunch. So, bad hunch on that one. This one, though, is a keeper. So, the name of the game is called A Short Hike. Now, it's made by an independent designer or developer named Adam Robinson Yu from Toronto, Canada. And the game was released on the Switch just last August 2020. I actually saw it. I just didn't buy it back then because I wasn't sure if it would work out. And as of right now, it's available, apart from the Switch, on the PC, Mac, Linux, Steam, itch.io, Epic, and GOG, and others. Okay, so what got me attracted to this game was the title cover, which you will see when you access the game on the Nintendo Switch eShop. So it shows an anthropomorphic bird who we will discover is named Claire, the main character, your only character, and she's gliding on across a beautiful forest landscape. So when you buy the game, of course, you are introduced to the wonderful story narrative that is in A Short Hike. So the story starts with you are being sent to the island where your Aunt May works as a ranger. So you'll stay there for a couple of days, and you being a teenager, Claire being a teenager, needs of course the power of cell phone, and of course it's handy dandy cell phone reception, which unfortunately the island does not provide yet. But while waiting for that glorious day to happen, if you need that cell phone reception right now, Claire must go up to the highest peak, the point of the mountain, which is called Hawk's Peak, and get, of course, your beloved cell phone reception back. Claire has done the trek before, but apparently, in order to go up, the mountain, you need to collect golden feathers. So as you explore the island to get many golden feathers, you of course go into an RPG style sense of exploring, questing, and digging and unearthing stuff all around the island until you have enough feathers, which will allow you to climb a little higher and, of course, being a bird, fly a little longer. So before you reach the top, you have to explore the island and see the beauty and wonder of the graphics and the design and the colors made by Adam Robinson Yu. So what I like about it is that in every island area, in every unique island feature, there is a corresponding background music. And the background music was made by Mark Sparling. So he is the composer of the A Short Hike soundtrack. And you will know when you leave the area because the soundtrack fades in the background. So if you really want to listen to that soundtrack, you have to stay in the area and spend some time there. So there are areas connected to ridges, areas that are on the beach side. There are areas in the on smaller islands nearby, the peaks, the different peaks. And of course, mountains have trails, so there are different trails that you can go on to. And you, of course, come across different characters that will help you get more golden feathers. So you'll either play a game of beach stick volleyball with a couple of kids. You can help someone find his lost watch by trading and exchanging stuff with other people. Or you can just dig it up or fish it out of the water. And the occasional climbing and searching things until you get to Hawk's Peak, the highest point. Now, when you do get to Hawk's Peak, the narrative continues. Apparently, it's not over yet. Since you have your glorious cell phone reception back, your first call is to Mom. And you will discover why Claire was sent to the island in the first place, which makes the story, which makes a short hike a little more than just a short hike. And that's what I love about these game narratives. They are very relatable because they tackle real life, real existing topics, whether they're social or economical topics, economic related topics. And it really tugs at your heartstrings a bit, which made the story a little more real for me. And of course, since you're a bird and you've already collected as many feathers as you could in order to reach the peak, you can glide down back towards your Aunt May's ranger house, and of course the game ends there. Now, if you're looking for a downer for this game, the only downer probably is how long it took me to play this game. And drumroll please, I finished the game in 1 day. Just 1 day. I can't break it down into hours because in between finishing it, I had bathroom breaks, I had lunch break, and I had errands to do. But I finished it in 1 day. Even the 30-minute Florence game, I did not finish that in 1 day. I stretched it out. This one, I did not even stretch out because I was so eager to reach the peak right away that I just kept playing and playing every chance I got to turn on the Switch. And yet, despite finishing it in 1 day, I came back to it. And I started to explore the island still more. I already explored the entire island even after I reached the peak, even before I reached the peak. And I love how I just enjoy going around the island and just running around and flying and climbing stuff. Because there's a sense of invulnerability in the game. Because despite, example, you run out of golden feathers and you're midway upward, or you're halfway in the air, or you're somewhere in midair, when you fall, you don't die. So I guess I'm okay with that. I don't have that fear of dying in the game. The soundtrack is very comforting. The visuals are so nice. It was a well-made game for something that is so quick to complete or accomplish. But even after you finish the game, you can still do a couple of your so-called mini-games in order to keep the game going. So what are those different mini-games? Number one would be continue searching for chests that just suddenly pop out in the middle of nowhere or hidden in crevices on the cliffs of the island. Or if you can find certain NPCs, they sometimes challenge you to races using certain a limited number of feathers, and you can challenge them. Or you complete the tasks that allow that tell you to find this and find that. And of course, there's also the maps. Okay, so I found these riddles on pieces of paper, and in every riddle, they apparently give you certain spots on the island to go and dig something up, and you apparently find something. Out of the four I have, I unearthed two, and both of them had golden feathers in it. So of course, more feathers means easier access to the top. And of course, you get to talk to all the characters, and depending on where you are in the story, their narratives change. I had a frog on the beach begin with giving you a spade in exchange for a beach shovel, and then expanding his sandcastle town into a sandcastle province in the course of the game. I had someone teach me how to climb, and apparently I'm a better climber than he is, and he got stuck in the ranger station up nearer to the peak, and his narrative also changed when you finished the game. There's a traveling artist. You'll spot him in all different parts of the island, and he'll always tell you how each part is a good or a bad location to make his painting. And of course, you go back to Aunt May, who's been sitting in front of the ranger house ever since the game started. And you also can play on the speedboat. You can go as fast as you can, or as slow as you can, in order to travel quicker around the perimeter of the island. And fishing! There's also, of course, fishing involved. So you can fish to your heart's content and exchange them for more bait. Apparently, if you put bait on your fishing line, you do get better fish. Or you exchange it for money if the fish is worthwhile to the guy exchanging your fish for. And I just love listening to the soundtrack as I go through Hawk's Peak. So the entire island, I think, is called Hawk's Peak. So yeah, there's a downer to it, but to me, I don't care. I love playing it and just enjoying seeing it on my large TV screen. The colors make for a relaxing hue. They make me feel like I finished the game, but it doesn't mean I finished the story. So I continue running around, even just running around the entire island, enjoying it. And then you don't have a route. You can choose any location that you want. You can even go as high as you can and then just glide towards wherever you want to go. And then you just enjoy the development of the island. Okay, so I'm the kind of person who loves seeing the entirety of the island, because each area of the island is its own unique feature, and you have different people and you have different landmarks that are located in every island, and it just makes for a good storytelling narrative. And that's what makes the game narratives these days very, very intriguing and imaginative. I love it. Okay, and that's, I think, the kind of games that I'm really looking forward to seeing more of those. Even if the story is a little short, if your graphic design's not that, you know, not that lifelike like a lot of the other higher level games are located. Oh, and speaking of graphic design, you initially started out, it looks 8-bitty. And I like that at the beginning of the game, they ask you how 8-bitty you want it to be. So they'll ask you, do you want it chunky 8-bit or do you want it smooth 8-bit? So I chose smooth 8-bit. But imagine, you have that option. It's just so cute. And I love how I just got drawn to it. Though, of course, I'm a little late, but I finally got up the nerve to buy it versus the entire list of games I have on my wish list. It finally caught my eye. It's not on sale, but it's not a big buy either. So if you're the kind of person who's willing to invest on something, take your shot at a short hike. It's a game that you will not, of course, there's no winning or losing here. It's an easy RPG-ish kind of game to play. So if you have kids and you want to introduce them to the RPG concept, this is an easy enough game that they can play. If you want more information about A Short Hike, they have a website. It's called ashorthike.com. And if you want to listen to the A Short Hike soundtrack, it's available on Spotify. It's called A Short Hike by Mark Sparling. So just type that on the search bar and you will be introduced to its music. And, well, I do hope that more games like this get produced, because I love independent creators. Usually they have a different way of thinking versus other people, and their narratives are so unique compared to others. So if you're into climbing, flying, exploring, A Short Hike will do. So I'm telling you now, the title does not deceive. If you get all the enough feathers, it is quite a short hike indeed. And we wrap up our episode today with that. I will see you around. Goodbye, everyone.